Good morning, good morning. I just want to say happy, happy Wednesday, and thank you for sharing with us celebration here on our call. Let us go to prayer. Dear God, thank you for waking us up this morning to be a part of 8 years celebration on the Master's Call. God is working in each and every one of us. We, whether we know it or not, he's been loving us all. We invite you, your Holy Spirit, to mold us into a person you want us to be, Lord. I thank you for the two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for their vision for the Master's Call for 8 years. We thank you for the speaker who are about to download a word in the telecommunications sanctuary. We thank you for our prayer warriors and guests that join us this morning here on the Master's Call. Lord, keep empowering each and every one of us, and knowing that we love and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. So I'm going to turn it over to Dr. P.K. Roberts, over to you.
Well, good morning, and how are you, Minister Cynthia?
I am blessed and highly favored. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you for asking.
God bless you. Thank you so very much for greeting our audience this morning and inviting them into our telecommunication sanctuary. We thank you for your prayer and thank you for loving us over here at the TMC. You all, this morning I say to you, God is such a good God. I am so thankful today that, we made it back here to North Carolina and it is raining already. And as we are preparing yet for another storm, don't know where Michael is going to hit this time, but we do know one thing. God is in control. He has not gone to sleep, and we still have the power and authority to speak to wind and rain. Amen? Well, let's get this party started. We, meaning Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and I, started this call on October 25th. 2010. Can you all believe that we are stepping over into another new beginning? 8 years God has blessed us to be here. And each morning, Monday through Friday, we are up with people who love us, telling you that our scripture comes from Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord. And in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, empower, and enhance believers as they begin their day. God has so blessed us with the website, and down through the years, all of our messages are archived, and the bios of our speakers are back there as well. So, if you are interested in hearing or being blessed and uplifted or motivated on some of these mornings or some of these days, just go to www.themasterswithanscall.net. Again, themasterscall.net. And each year, the Lord gives us a theme through Dr. Vanessa. And this year's theme in 2018 through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen, and that is nothing but the truth. 2018 has been off the chain with me. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, I tell you, we are always open for you to come and share with us as a greeter or a host, as I'm doing today and don't normally do, share a word with us as our speaker is going to do today. Feel free to send your information into info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net, and you will be contacted by Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell. When I came into Artists International in 2008. Yes. Dr. Vanessa was already here. She was already here. Yes, she was. And the Lord knitted us at the heart, and we have been working this business and this ministry together ever since. So she and I both often said, thank God for the man who fired Papa Diaz de Leon over 29 years ago, because as a result of that, we are now still enjoying the benefits of great products from the Artist Life Company. I tell you, whoever invited you here today, hug their necks, thank them, because you are in a wonderful place to receive a blessing from the Lord in your health and in your wealth. I'm going to give you other announcements at the end of the call, because you see, every speaker that we are having on this month are speakers who have been with us, speakers who have absolutely phenomenal messages for us, and we like to move out of the way so that they can have more than enough time to give us what thus said the Lord. And for those of you who don't know me, I'm telling you, I can talk. So I'm not going to talk so much this morning. I'm going to get out of the way and bring to you our speaker for today. Our speaker for today is a wonderful man I met when I was living in Houston, Texas. He has such a broad smile and just such a kind heart. And I thank God that I see Jesus in him before he ever opens his mouth. He presently resides in Sugar Land, Texas. You all, he was born in Louisiana, though. He has been married to Sister Kim, and she is just as beautiful on the inside as she is on the outside for over 26 years. They have been with Artist Life for over 7 years. I think they're running into about the 8th or 9th year now. And Minister Terry is so blessed and has been so blessed to serve with the great Bishop Ivy Hilliard as his pastoral assistant for over 18 years. I tell you, he has been poured into, and he's going to pour into us on this morning. I'm moving out of the way and bringing to you Minister Terry King, a wonderful man of God who serves us with excellence in servant and leadership. So, Minister Terry, are you there? If so, come and take the hymns of this call today.
Yes, ma'am, I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, and I can see you smiling straight through this phone. Take over. I love you. God bless you.
Oh, praise the Lord. Well, thank you so much for that outstanding introduction. I want to say thank you to Dr. Pastor Vanessa from PV, Texas. I'm always excited when I'm invited to the call to share a word. I'm excited about everything that's happening, that's going on here in Artists International, and I love being a part of this business because you can actually share the word of God with peace, with no issues. So we're going to get right into the word this morning. I'm going to pray, and then we'll move right into the message. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, we praise you that this is the day that you've made. We've chosen to rejoice and to be glad in it. Father, we thank you that today that utterance is mine and boldness is mine as to make known the mystery of your gospel. God, I thank you for the hearer. We call our lives and our businesses blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'm going to... my text scripture is Luke chapter 22, and I'm going to pick it up there in verse number 42. This is Jesus talking in the Garden of Gethsemane. It's saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. I want to talk from the subject today of boldness to make a comeback. Boldness to make a comeback. And you know, here in Artists International, we've absolutely had the boldness to make this comeback. Over 28 years, 29 years of being a blessing to people, changing their lives, and we're still moving. So we made a comeback. And so today I want to share with you about making a comeback. Jesus had to make a comeback. There in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was not willing to die. That was his flesh talking to him. And he wasn't willing to die, but he focused on the purpose and the reason why God put him on this earth for us. And he made this comeback. And so when he came to himself, he said, not my will, but thine will be done. So our objective for this lesson is for us to take a look at our lives and challenge ourselves and be bold to make a comeback in our businesses, make a comeback in our homes, make a comeback in our relationships. Now, when it comes to a relationship, you got, hallelujah, you got to understand some relationships was meant to be lost, and some folks were just in your life for a season, so you have to be, have to use discernment with that as well. And then making comebacks in your marriage, and you want to make, finally, this commitment, this boldness to commit to make this comeback to God. Now, we must make this comeback in getting people saved again. And that's the thing. Remember when you first got saved, you was on fire for God, you telling everybody about God, I mean, it's flowing out of your mouth. Well, we're in this season right now where everybody's coming out of the closet. Everybody wants to say about this and say about that. And God is asking us as bold believers to begin to lead people to Christ again. You understand? When was the last time, this one of them soul-searching messages, when was the last time you personally led somebody to Christ? Not in church. We're talking about outside of church, where you realized that the Holy Spirit was moving on you. This man, this woman, this little girl, this little boy needed to get saved, need to give their life to Christ. We're talking about now stirring up that gift that's in you, that boldness in you to get folks saved. Now, there in Proverbs 28, scriptures there says that we are bold as a lion. Hallelujah. So God is saying he's looking for these born-again Christians like us to do what we used to do, make that comeback. Do what we used to do. I'm there in Louisiana, and I was at a convenience store, and this sister was telling me about, she was a Caucasian sister. She was having a real hard time at work that day, and they was giving her a hard time. She said, I don't know why I'm telling you this. Started telling about the health challenges she was having, financial challenges she was having. And I'm just, of course, letting her get it all out. And she says, I don't know why I'm telling you this. But I know why. You see, you don't know who I am because I'm in blue jeans and a T-shirt with shades on. But she didn't know she was talking to the man of God. So once she stopped doing what she was doing, sharing her, she was like the woman. She told me the whole story. Amen. Praise the Lord. And immediately when she stopped, I grabbed her hand, and I began to pray for her. I began to speak the word of God over her life. And at first, she was just holding my hand, but when I began to speak that word, she gripped my hand. She began to squeeze my hand because I was letting her know that you're talking to a man of God, and I got your answer. This word is what you need. You need this word of God to be spoken into your spirit. And once this word of God is spoken into your spirit, your life will change. And so that was so awesome. So she's like, thank you, thank you. I said, yes. It was a reason why you was telling me all this, because God knew that I will pray for you. Amen. Now, there in Romans chapter 1 and Romans chapter 1 and verse 17, Paul was talking there. He was saying we have to not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Verse 16, it says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. So what God is saying to us this morning is stir up this boldness in yourself. And there are some areas that you have to look in your own personal life that you have to make a comeback in. And so we make these comebacks in our family. So in other words, we're on the cusp of a new generation. We have people in their 20s, in their 30s, in their 40s, and they don't know God the way we know God. And so God is saying, reach back to that uncle, reach back to that child, and tell them about the good news of Jesus Christ. Yeah. And so Genesis 8:19, God says that's what he liked about Abraham. He said, because I know he's going to command his children after him. Hallelujah. Joshua 24:15. Joshua said, hey, as for me and my house, hallelujah, we're going to serve the Lord. So somebody, you know, God kind of drops us in situations that people really don't know we a woman of God or a man of God. We're in all kind of situations. So he wants us, when we're in these situations, to let our light shine, to let our light shine. So we already shining, but he's saying, go ahead and make that announcement, because there are some people that need to know still that God is real. Now, the Bible always talks about us making a comeback as Christians. We must make this comeback. I'm going to turn to Proverbs 24:10, that in this world you're going to have some tribulations. But the Bible says, be of good cheer. He've overcome it all. Amen. And so the reason why you want to be of good cheer is because you know the scripture. The reason why you're of good cheer, because you know that your Father has already given you the victory. Amen. Now, in Proverbs 24:10, it says there, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. What it's saying is, now the bottom line, all you need to do when you're fading in the day of adversity and situations and circumstances have gotten you down, or you're upset about this, you're upset about that, all you need to do is stop and pray. Yeah, that's all you need to do. Luke 18, talking about you must always pray. So I was trying to share, you know, when I come on here, I always ask God what you want me to talk to your people about. So, of course, as ministers, we have plenty of sermons that we can use, but I always have a fresh word. So it was getting close to the time, and I was, okay, God, I need to hear from you now. And so when he began to share this with me, I was like, yes, I'm ready now. So now, in dealing with this boldness to make this comeback, boldness, in other words, you have to make this decision that you know that God is on your side. Amen. So in the day of adversity, you have to make a decision. Am I going to allow this situation to get me down, or am I going to overcome it? Psalms 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. That's that comeback he's talking about there. And John 16:33. Let me turn that right quick, because the devil's job is to intimidate you. Your job is to slap him across his face. Hallelujah. Now there, John 16:33. It says these things. Now I want to read the Amplified. It says, I have told you these things that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world, you will have tribulation, trials, distress, and frustration. But be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident, certain, undaunted. For I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of the power to harm you, and I have conquered it for you. Hallelujah. So God is saying to us that we right now, at this very moment, we have the boldness to overcome every situation, every circumstance, by our faith. Amen. Now, we are world overcomers. Now, in this world, you can already go ahead and do that word, but there's a thing called patience that you got to have. The scripture says that after you have done the will of God, that you have need of patience. There in Hebrews 35:36 is talking about they're having need of patience. And so now, when your situation, your business, your family life, after you've done that will of God. You have to make that decision now that, hey, look, hey, God, I know you got this. I've done what I'm supposed to do. Now I'm getting ready to walk in this peace, and I'm going to walk in this patience till I see the true manifestation of the will of God coming to pass in my life. And now what you have to do is paint this real picture, this Holy Ghost picture, this imagination in your mind that we serve a big God. We serve a mighty God. Jeremiah 33, he had to make a decision to make a comeback. He said, call on me in the day of your adversity. Call on me and I'll answer you. Hallelujah. God says, Jeremiah 32:17, he says, nothing is too hard for our God. I love that. And so when you read that word, the scriptures flows out of your belly like rivers of living water. And so God is saying he can fill any bag we give him. All we have to do now is give him a bigger bag. If the bag that you was giving God last year, if that bag is not big enough for you, give God a bigger bag and he'll fill that too. And so remember now, the scripture says he does exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. So the moment that we think about it, God is bigger than that. And then when you get another idea, he's bigger than that as well. And so any bag you give God, he can fill it. Now there in Psalms 81:10, here's the scripture on that. It says, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. God is bold, lady. He said, look, give me a bigger dream. Give me a bigger vision, and I'll bring it to pass in your life. Amen. Now, as I'm closing here, we're taking a quick stroll through the Bible, taking a peek of some people that had to make a comeback. Yeah, they had to make a comeback. Joseph, he had to make a comeback. All that stuff that he went through there in Genesis 41:42, he had to make a comeback, and God brought him out where he was running the whole country. Hallelujah. Second in command. Jeremiah, he had to make a comeback. He's sitting up there telling God what he couldn't do. He couldn't do this. He couldn't do that. God said, hey, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before you came forth out of thy mother's womb, I sanctified thee. Go do what I told you to do. Be bold and make a comeback. And Lord Jesus. And finally, we got all these J's working here, Joseph, Jeremiah, John, and finally our big brother Jesus. He had to make the ultimate comeback. They lied on our Lord. They spat on our Lord. Put 39 stripes on his back. They nailed his hands to the cross, nailed his feet to the cross. But my God, he died on that cross, shed his innocent blood. But on that third day, yes, he did. He rose with all power and with all authority, and he lives and he reigns forevermore in the hearts of people just like you and like me. So today, the Spirit of God is sharing with us to make this bold comeback, to get people saved, pray for people, and live like our God is alive. Amen. Father, we thank you for this word today. Thank you for the opportunity to share this word with these, your precious people. Father, we call it done now. We'll make a commitment to live bold, live for you, snatching people out of the fire, get them born again, giving a life to Christ. We call it done now, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Minister Terry King, I tell you, my little girl is running around this house, kicking and going on, talking about, I'm painting this big Holy Ghost picture in my mind. I have the boldness to make a comeback. Oh, my goodness. What a wonderful message. And yes, Lord, I saw you smiling all the way through it as you were giving it to us this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for blessing us this morning, man of God. And, of course, I'm just going to bring you back to do the benediction. I just want you to hang around. I want to feel a little more of your anointing through this phone. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, I'm feeling good down to my sanctified toes this morning. Well, I have a few more announcements to give you, and I'm going to give you back to our speaker. You all, this morning, you want to come on over to the morning motivational call. The new morning motivational calls number is 712-770-4005. Again, that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294617#. Again, the PIN number is 294617#. I'm going to tell you one thing. This is my favorite day. I love Thursdays too because it's testimonial Thursdays. But today on Wednesdays, my children from up there in New Jersey are on. I tell you, you absolutely need to go over and hear those Flanagan. That Victoria Flanagan, I sat and watched her last night doing that whatever kind of exercise she's doing at that gym with those folks. And I was saying, how she remember all those moves? You all, you got to go get over there and hear her. They are just powerful. And you're going to learn something today that's going to make a difference. All righty today. Now, the last thing that I want to tell you is if you want to get this call, and I'm sure that you do want to come back and hear this call, it's a replay, I want you to get this playback number, 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957677#. Again, 957677#. And you all, I'm telling you, I'm going back and listening to this message again myself. What a powerful and wonderful message that the Lord gave us through this man of God. You all, come on back tomorrow. Hear what God has to say to us on tomorrow through another powerful speaker. You just better be here because we're going to party all month long. With that being said, we are going to call our own Minister King on back here so that he can give us our benediction for today, and we can jump over on this call, over on the new morning motivational call. Thank God for you, Minister King. I'm telling you the truth. You blessed me today.
Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you that this is the day that you've made, and we've chosen to rejoice and to be glad in it. We thank you, Father, for these mighty women of God that you're using for such a time as this. We thank you, Father, that you've given them the boldness to speak your word out of their belly, that they're not moved by what they see, by the male counterparts, that they stand up boldly to speak your word, knowing, recognizing, understanding they've been called by you. And God, we thank you for these 8 years of celebrating this master's call. We thank you, Father, everything shall be done decently in order in our lives, through our lives. And we speak your trust blessing over our children, over our grandchildren. We thank you for the hedge of protection. And even though we leave this place, we never ever leave your presence. Traveling graces are ours as we go. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Guys, grab your deli, your coffee, and Diaz de Leon coffee. I got mine. Take you some Noni. Get ready. Get over on that other call and hear what thus said the Lord to you this morning over there with the Flanagans. All righty. I love you. You have a super fantastic day, and we're going to see you right back here on tomorrow morning. Same time. Bye-bye.